have reached Dwight Beach Confessions.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you order for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Following me, guess what happened?
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
All right?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Bring it. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your fucking ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. Walk a piece of shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth this.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the phone down your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck you. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, hello, good people of the internets. How are you? I'm glad to have you here. It's Saturday. I'm so excited. We're gonna do calls. Calls. I've got so many celebrity numbers to call tonight. It's going to be a long one, so strap in. It's either going to be really good right off the bat, or it's going to be boring as fuck with some ringing phones and wrong numbers. So, you know, put your boner pants on. Put your boner underpants on, and it's going to be good. Calls with some balls.
You've tuned in to Calls with Balls, brought to you by Prank Call Nation.
Prank Call Nation, where you got balls and you've got calls.
All right, cool. All right, let me bring up Skype, and we'll have a little chit-chat, little interaction. Oh, shit. I forgot to put my phone on vibrate. Hang on, let's do that. Damn. All right, so Skype, you're live. Hi! Hi!
I'm definitely not being forced to.
Hello there.
Oh, how y'all doing?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. Hello, dear.
We're gonna start the show off. I'm gonna show off my newest. I bought something for the Touch It corner when it gets all the way paid for on Throne, which is right there. That's how you get to that link. But look at this. I already bought the first thing. It's gonna go on it. It's right here. I thought, look at these. Isn't they cool? This, I bought this off of Etsy. Some guy made this. It's the Umbrella Corporation. It's the T-Virus and the, you know, the antivirus and all that shit. It's really cool. It lights up. And it's really neat. And I got a remote for it because I didn't want to go back there and have, because there's no on-off switch and I didn't want to unplug it all the time. Or I would have had gotten like smart plugs that I could control from my phone or something. But it's really fucking cool. It's pretty fucking awesome. With the Resident Evil shit. So I got that, and it's gonna go on the Touch It Corner when we get it. Get it done. Oh, I'm gonna do a shout out to Big Keith, Mr. Keith. I was wandering around going to get some groceries at a random Walmart the other day. When I, you know, Dwight's just out here in the wild living his best life. He's like, I'm gonna go get some groceries, eat some food. When I hear, hey, Dwight. And I turn and look, and there's a gentleman sitting on a bench outside of the Walmart. Turns out he's aware of the community. He definitely sits and watches our content here on YouTube and listens on the podcast. And so I sat there and we talked and we shot the shit for a few minutes before I went inside. He was telling me about how he listens to RBC Peace prank calls. Gave me, you know, a little bit of background of like how he got into listening to the pranks and stuff. So it was pretty cool. It was actually the first time I've ever been recognized when out and about, you know, but, you know, without being at meetups and stuff. Did you bribe him to keep quiet? He was keeping quiet on his own. Cause he apparently had saw me previously at the same Walmart and he didn't say nothing. So he's a good guy. No, I didn't have to bribe him. So that's been happening. A bunch of celebrities tonight. I don't know if you're going to know them or not. But we're going to start on that. So I thought I'd give Big Keith a nice shout out. All right. Going to the top of the list for tonight's, you know what? I want to start this one off right. Let me find this one number because it's going to be time sensitive. Ah, yes, right here.
Thank you so much. Hi, well, this is Chad Michael.
Hi.
Hi. Good night, you guys.
Hey, listen, this is Dwight. Do you know if Winona's around?
Oh, yeah. She's not around right now. No. Sorry, Dwight.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Okay. I guess I'll let you go, and I just wanted to let you know that you smell poor.
I smell poor? You can smell me?
Yeah, you smell poor.
you don't smell me.
You smell poor, and you sound like you don't fuck good.
Oh, well, I've been called a gold medalist. I just don't fuck girls.
Touche. You win this round.
Yeah. I sure do.
All right.
Good night.
Night. Touche. You win.
Touche.
It was a random guy. I was trying to call Winona Ryder, and
the number you have dialed,
he answered on it. He probably gets calls for her all the fucking time.
The person you called has a voicemail box that has not
You're
been
not lying,
yet.
Cheeseburger 747.
Good.
You're not lying. Celebrities are getting a one up on me here. I think they all colluded to change their numbers right before I called. Daniel Bernhard. Nobody knows him but me, probably. He was in Bloodsport 2, 3, and 4. He replaced Van Damme for the Bloodsport movies.
Hello?
Hi, is Daniel there?
No. Who's this?
Dwight.
Who are you? He's not here. Why are you calling him?
Oh, I was calling him regarding the screenplay. We were going to sit down and take some notes about Bloodsport 6.
Oh, this is his. This is his wife, like his wife. You have the wrong number. You don't have his real number.
Well, this is the number that I had.
Oh, so you haven't actually been in touch with him lately?
Well, not lately. This is what they had down in the Rolodex.
On what?
In the Rolodex.
But you see, you actually haven't been working with him.
No,
otherwise
I mean,
you'd have the correct number.
I mean, I've got the one that ends in 2389.
No, but have you been working with him or talking to him recently?
Well, no, I've been working through proxy. We've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings.
So you actually, but you've been talking to Daniel in person. I mean,
through Zoom. So that's why I didn't have his number. We were just communicating through Zoom.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I just don't want to give out his number to somebody I don't know.
Right. No, we've been working. It should, like I said, it's just been through Zoom. And this was actually put down as emergency contact. And because I lost his number, I thought maybe if I called it, I could get a hold of him.
All right. Let me give you his number then.
Okay.
I hope that you're legit.
No, I am. I'm 100% legitimate.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's how you get a celebrity's phone number.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going?
Sorry. Hello.
Hi, Daniel. How's it going?
Who is it?
It's Dwight.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Just talked to your lovely wife, and she gave me the number. So we're trying to sit down right now. We had you in mind. We're going to revive the Bloodsport franchise and wanted to know if you're interested.
Who is revising the Bloodsport franchise?
Well, we're reviving it.
Okay.
Sony Pictures. We're in talks with them right now, but we got to toss them a person to play the main character, and we thought we'd bring Alex Cardo back.
Okay, but who are you talking to about the rights?
About the rights?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who has the rights.
Well, a good friend of mine has the rights.
Oh.
So you need to have the rights to bring back the franchise.
Right. We didn't think that far ahead.
How are you talking to Sony if you don't have the rights?
Well, I was trying to throw it at Sony. They assume I have the rights. But I told them that I was good friends with you and that I thought you would be on board.
Well, I don't have the rights. I know the guy who has the rights, but this is like something I've been working on for the last 10 years.
Right. Wait a minute. You were trying to get the rights. Is that what you're trying to do for the last 10 years?
I've been working on Bloodsport, the revamp, for the last 10 years.
Right. Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah, I know all about the character development of Alex Cardo and all of that.
Okay.
But we're pretty much like we're already being green lit. So I don't know what he's going to do as far as having the rights. But I mean, we're going to go.
What do you mean you're being green lit? By who have you been green lit?
By Sony. We're going to go.
But how can they green light you if you don't have the rights to Bloodsport?
Well, we figured we'd go ahead and just do the film and then just drag it out in litigation. You know, and that way we make our money. And then by the time it's all said and done, we just do a settlement.
That's a very risky thing, my friend.
I understand, but I mean, in this day and age, it's better to just go ahead and do it and ask for forgiveness later.
And who are you talking to at Sony?
I was talking to Brad Carter over at Sony.
Okay.
And he says that he's pretty sure, 90% sure that we're going to get greenlit. I've already actually started looking for production assistants. I've been looking for stage managers, grip men. I mean, I'm ready to go. All I have to do is get you on board is basically where we're at.
Okay.
I've been in talks with Donald Gibb to bring him back.
Okay.
He's good to go. He's ready. He said ever since Bloodsport 2, he's ready.
Okay. What is your budget? What you want to make it for?
We're looking at we're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.5 to $5 million.
Yeah. So the movie that we were trying to make was a $30 million movie.
Okay.
So we're talking a much, much bigger movie, and I have my buddy. He has the rights. He is the guy.
Right.
You know. So he is the guy. So what you're doing is very risky, my friend. Very, very risky. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, the studio wants to do the budget thing first, The lawyers got involved with, with the bean counters and stuff. I think we could probably get close to 30 by the time we get done with the back and forth and the negotiations and the So I think what we'll do is I'll just go ahead and tell them you're on board. I'll just tell them that, and I think we can get this greenlit, and then we'll be on our way. What is your availability look for, like, December? I think that's when we want to start filming.
In December?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to ask you a very silly question. Now,
sure.
Where do we know each other from? I'm sorry to ask, but I have a little hard time to remember.
Oh, we don't know each other.
Okay, and how did you get my wife's number?
I had it on a sheet. There was a Rolodex. There was an old Rolodex that was sitting around in the storage room, and I was flipping through it.
Okay.
And it was your number was smudged out, but it had an emergency contact number for you, and I called that and ended up being your wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your background? What do you do?
I actually started out as an assistant, as a PSA, and I've worked my way up through the ranks over at Sony. And now
you work at Sony?
Yeah. They've given me a chance now. They said, bring us a successful film. And okay. I was like, I've got the perfect idea. I know what we can do. So that's what
it's a smart idea.
Right.
It's a very smart idea. But I just want to let you know, I've been working on this for the last 10 years.
Right.
And I had some of the biggest people involved, and we haven't been successful. We've even been at Sony with that franchise. Hmm. So look, I can't tell you what to do, but I can just tell you, be careful, because there's people who own the rights, and you making a movie, I guarantee you, no studio will greenlight you unless you have the chain of title and you can prove that you have the rights. Because I've been doing it for the last 10 years.
Well, see, that's the problem. Is I've been talking to Stacey Green here at Sony, and essentially I've been lying to her for the last 6 months trying to pitch this idea.
Can you say that one more time? You've been what?
Talking to Stacey Green here at Sony, and
okay,
yeah. So basically, I told her Mr. Gibb was on board. You were on board. I told her, we're going to get the budget set up. 6 months, I've been just blowing smoke up her ass, basically.
Uh-huh.
And Sony, I mean, they're financing the whole thing. The rights, the rights really are just a financial thing. It'll be taken care of before the whole thing gets shot. But we're definitely looking for December to do the shooting. We're going to do a short 3-day shoot. And the vampires are only available for 2 days.
Say that one more time. The what?
Well, we're going to do a 3-day shoot in December. We're going to do it towards the beginning so it doesn't interfere with Christmas. But the vampires are only available for 2 of the 3-day shoot.
That's amazing. Hey, do me a favor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass you on to my agent.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So why don't you text me your number?
Okay.
Text me your number, and then we'll take it from there. Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and shoot you a text, and then we'll just kind of go from there. I'll keep Stacy kind of by the wayside. Real quick. I'll just kind of ignore her emails and texts and stuff until we really nail this down.
Say that one more time.
I'm just saying I'll keep Stacy Green here at Sony, kind of at bay for a little bit. I'll ignore her text and emails and stuff for a while until we get this all kind of ducks in a row type situation.
I don't know how long you've been in the movie business, but you want to make sure that you have rights before you do anything.
Right.
And Bloodsport is pretty tied up right now, and I can just tell you that. I've been working on it for 10 years. It's one of my favorite franchises.
Right. Now, is it Van Damme that's tying it up, or what's tying it up?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay. Yeah.
But I can just tell you that a very dear friend of mine owns the rights, and we're doing a lot of work on it right now. So, right. But hey, good for you. You had a great idea.
All right. I appreciate it. And, safe driving your travels. I do hear the little blinker that you're currently in motion.
I appreciate your time.
All right. I'll send you that text. Bye. I'll shoot you that text.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See ya. All right, we got a celebrity. All right, thanks to his wife.
Hooray.
Hooray. All right, we got a multi-million dollar movie idea on the way, everybody. All right. So let's put his number right there so we confirm that. I'm sure he's going to have a nice talk with his wife when he gets home. Okay. Confirmed.
Hello?
Hi, is that Mike?
Yes.
Hey, calling from over here at Custom Offsets. Did you find out if that part was bad yet or not?
At 10:30?
Yeah.
The part was bad.
Yeah, was it defective? Are you able to prove it yet or not?
Well, I already emailed in and said that I had another shop look at them, and the wheels are fine. I had a bad tire. I bought another tire. Mm-hmm. I had somebody email me back saying that they're going to send me a label. I sent the label to the shop, and they're going to send the tire back to you guys.
Okay. How long are they going to take it? Is it going to be here tomorrow? Because that's the deadline.
What do you mean that's a deadline?
After tomorrow, we're not going to accept it.
After tomorrow,
we had someone come in special on Sunday to receive the tire because we got an email from you saying that it was going to be here tomorrow, which we found really kind of weird.
Being a Sunday. Where was that email?
We got it through customoffsets.com.
I didn't send that email.
Well, we got an email from you, Mike, and it says, "Be there. The return will be there Sunday. Please have somebody on hand at shipping and receiving." So we had
you got the wrong Mike.
We got a hold of Kat. Okay, your last name is not DeButts.
It is. You didn't receive an email that said that from me.
We got an email from Mike DeButts right here, and it says the subject is return, and you gave us all this information, and so we brought in Kat to go work shipping and receiving, and she's going to be in there, and she's collecting overtime because she's already done 42 hours this week.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, you said it. They'll be here. Now, when are they going to be here then if they're not going to be here tomorrow?
I mean, dude, it's Saturday at 10:30.
Right, but we got somebody coming in at 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Where was your urgency the month I've been waiting on getting this shit resolved?
Well, I mean, where is your urgency in returning the stuff on time?
As soon as I got the email, I sent it to the freaking shop. I was at work. And I sent it to the shop, and I was like, hey, bro, can you throw this tag on this thing? They're wanting it shipped back. Nobody from me emailed and said that somebody needed to be there on Sunday.
Do you make it a habit of interrupting people to get your point across?
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're calling me at 10:30 at night.
Because I need to get this off the books. And from my social media team's been sitting here saying you've been trashing us pretty hard on the onlines.
I didn't trash you. I put on the social media exactly what I experienced. All I said is that your customer service is horrible because it took me till now to get somebody to freaking resolve it.
And then when I call to resolve your issue, you treat me with the mouth? You got all the mouth going?
Dude, man, I'm not trying to be a bad customer. I received stuff that wasn't right, and I just kept getting thrown in circles.
Okay. Well, I understand that. I apologize for my tone.
What do you want me to do?
How far away are you? Could you just go get it and then drive it to us?
No. I'm in Texas.
Okay. How quickly can you get it to us?
I'm not getting anything to you, man. I mean, if you sent me a tag, I'll call the guys first thing Monday morning and say, hey, did you get that tire out? They didn't let me know it went out. Yeah. It was late in the afternoon on Friday.
Yeah, you're going to have to go and overnight it to us and pay it out of your own pocket.
I'm not doing that.
Well, then we're just going to deny your claim altogether. We're just going to – we'll close it, and then it'll just be done.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll continue to share this part of the story as well then.
Well, no, because we're going to blacklist you. So this will be the last phone call that we'll ever have, the last conversation. We're going to block your IP address. We got it with the email. You're just gonna be done dealing with us, okay? You're just gonna be done. You're blacklisted. You're done. You're an asshole customer.
Okay, yeah, it's my problem.
Yeah, it's your prerogative. It's your problem. It's all those 90 slings words from the R&B.
I mean, what? Dude, I have my own online business as well, and whenever I mess up or I have an unhappy customer, I just overnight the shit.
Hang on.
I deal with it.
Okay. Hang on. Let me go ahead. Let me take down your words of wisdom here to teach me how to do my job. Go ahead.
I'm just saying how I handle it because I don't like having to deal with the situation that I'm having to deal with.
How to handle it? Hang on, I'm getting this all down. Hang on. All right. Next, you're going to tell me how it's too legit to quit. All right. Let me type this all down. All right. Go ahead with your sob story.
I have no sob story.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me read this back. Yeah, you're correct. I don't see anything on this piece of paper here that something about a sob story. All right. All right. Go ahead and continue with your melodramatics. I'm waiting. I'm eagerly working the fingers on the keyboard. Go ahead.
What do you want from me, man?
I'm a very attentive learner. I listen. All right, go ahead. Tell me about your excellence of running an online business. Go ahead and tell me how I'm a failure to my family and friends. Go ahead. Continue. Go ahead. I'm typing. Go. Next, you're going to tell me I don't even fuck good is what you're going to tell me next. Go ahead. Tell me how I don't fuck good and can't get my wife pregnant.
I'm not saying any of that, dude.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and tell me I can't even shoot semen into my wife's womb and get one of her eggs inserted. No, go ahead.
Listen to this clown.
Yeah, you're probably one of those people that sit there and listens to Baby Got Back and you're like, oh yeah. You probably exploit African American women for their luscious behinds.
What does any of this have to do with you saying?
Here you go. Part. Go ahead. Tell me I can't get my dick hard. Go ahead. Tell me it's my fault. Go ahead.
So
print it out.
So when are you done talking about how you're not gonna fix the issue with my bad tire?
Fix the issue with your bad tire? I mean, you keep saying you're gonna send it back, but you didn't send it back.
Dude, you sent me a freaking email.
All right, I'm putting my wife on the phone. Tell her I can't get my dick hard and it's my fault. You tell her.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
Hello.
Can you help me get the reimbursement for the bad tire when I send it?
And put jumper cables on my nipples. Then we should have a threesome.
So I had a bad tire. You guys sent me a call tag to send the tire back.
What do you spend your money on?
What do I spend my money on?
What do you spend your money on? Hello. Hello.
Put your husband back on the phone.
I'm touching myself.
Hello. Did you tell her it's not my fault or what? What'd you do? Why is my wife touching herself?
I didn't tell her anything. I asked her to put you back on the phone.
Okay.
So I can ask, are you gonna accept the return on the tire since you sent it on Friday evening?
If you can have it here tomorrow.
Tomorrow on Sunday?
Yeah, I told you we already have Kat planned on going in. I don't have contact information for her, so she's gonna be there.
Kat's gonna be at Custom Offsets tomorrow.
She's gonna be at shipping and receiving.
Good morning,
Mom. At Custom Offsets. Hey, on the phone.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. I apologize.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Dwayne. I apologize. That was my mother.
Your name's Dwayne? Dwayne what?
I don't give out last names. We're not on that level. And it's against company policy because people, they have vendettas. They have grudges. They show up to people's private residences. They throw tires through windows. They try to fuck their wife because I can't get my dick hard. So this is the first time I've had to deal with this.
This isn't the first time somebody's had a bad tire and had to send it back to Custom Offset?
No, and probably won't be the last either. I mean, if we're going to be honest. We actually sell some pretty substandard products.
Substandard?
Yeah. On purpose, though, you get it on a deep discount. So, I mean, really, you should be thanking us. You know, we have products for people that can pay properly, and then we have products for the poor, and that's what you got.
Oh, okay.
So, are you going to have it here tomorrow, or are you just going to keep the product and we'll keep the money?
I don't know how you would expect me to have it there Sunday.
You told us you were going to have it here Sunday. We would have gave you until the end of the year. We would have gave you until December 31st until, I mean, you were like adamant about in the email, hey, gonna have it there on Sunday. I want my money, you know, all this stuff. You know, I was like, oh, the money of the replacement. And you're like, well, I don't know, like that.
Yeah, I never sent that email.
That's what the email said. The email said, Sunday, like that.
If you can forward that and prove that I sent that, because there's
you
no
want
way
me to
I
forward
sent.
An email back to you? Don't you have a copy in your sent folder?
Not of that email, because I did not send it.
Okay, so that's what we're doing now. Psychological warfare, is that what we're doing?
Where do you even work?
What do you mean? What have we been talking about? I work for Custom Offsets.
Well, so what's the story? What are you telling me how this is going to go down?
Listen,
so,
I don't know how you guys work, but over here in Wisconsin, we don't operate like this.
You don't operate like what?
We're simple dairy farmers here in Wisconsin. We don't deal with you highfalutin city folks just trying to get over on us. We're simple folk.
I had a bad tire. I had bad TPMS sensors that you sent. Didn't work with the truck. I talked with several ladies over there.
Did you try replacing the truck?
It's a brand new truck.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from the Ford dealer.
These tires only work on Chevys.
All right. Well,
I guess we're just gonna consider this matter closed because.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Okay. Well, we're gonna send you a piece of paper. I'm gonna need you to sign it that says you agree to it, that this matter's closed. You've been satisfied, and you can no longer slander us on social media.
I didn't slander you, buddy. I just shared my experience.
Hey! Don't call me buddy, pal.
I'm not your pal.
All right, guy. Listen, you're gonna piss the piss out of me, all right? That's about where we're heading right now. I've never been this fucking mad right now. I'm about to expose a goddamn cow tit.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to explain to yourself why you would write an email saying get somebody in there on Sunday when you had no intentions of having that here?
I never said that.
Are you trying to dig into our pocketbooks? Are you trying to cause us financial damage?
No, man. It's one freaking tire. Mm-hmm. Nitto's going to get warranty it out for you guys. It's not a big deal. Not everybody's perfect. Nitto's not perfect. Everybody has fallout. I understand. I don't play video games.
I don't play video games.
I paid you the money for the product, and I just need you to help me get the right product.
Yeah, and I would help you, but the problem is when you send fake returns back, like you're taking the rubber out of my son's mouth. I'm not comfortable with letting this tire matter roll.
Okay. Well, I mean, that I don't understand that, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep going around and around.
I'm not going around anything.
Like the wheels on a bus, you just go around and around. You keep skirting the rim on the subject, inflating your own ego and such.
Well, how about you give me a call Monday morning Central Time, 9 a.m.
Central time. I don't deal in Central time. Why don't you pick a legitimate time? You want East Coast? You want Eastern Daylight Time, or you want that Pacific shit?
You choose the time. Give me a call Monday morning.
6 a.m. Monday morning. East Coast. 6 a.m.
Do it.
6 a.m.
Whatever.
6 a.m. and you bring your correct motherfucking attitude. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm starting to hear a little bit of respect out of your voice. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Are you done? Or do you need me to talk to your wife? Who handles the financial responsibilities around there? You got a woman?
I handle my own financial responsibilities.
Ah! I let my wife. My wife handles all the responsibilities because I can't get my dick hard.
Cool, man. Well, I got shit to do, I'm going to go ahead and...
I do, too.
Oh, man. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. You made an advance.
Talk Monday.
You made an advance on my wife, and I will not let it go.
Hello?
Hi. I was looking for Vagina. Or Virginia. Virginia. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Yeah, okay. Who is this?
Well, this is Dwight. With Straight Talk, and we heard some rumblings at the office that we would like to speak with you about.
Okay.
So the conversation around the water cooler here at the office is you're thinking about leaving us to go to T-Mobile.
Sort of, yes.
Okay. All right. We were just trying to make sure that this wasn't gossip. So why would you do that?
How do I know you?
No, we're with Straight Talk. We're your phone carrier.
Okay.
And several of us were standing in around the water cooler this afternoon. And Kathy came over with her cup of... we don't know why she brought her coffee over to the water cooler. This is a water cooler space. But nonetheless, she's like, hey, did you guys hear about Virginia? And we're like, no, what's going on with Virginia? You know, she's a great customer. And she's like, well, I heard she's trying to leave to go to T-Mobile.
This is a scam caller, isn't it?
No. We're just trying to figure out why you're trying to leave us to go to T-Mobile. I mean, what do they got that we don't?
Well, they might have customer service that can fix my husband's phone.
Okay, wait. Did you talk to me about fixing the phone? Because I've got excellent customer service skills. And I'm pretty, you know, I'm not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty technical. I mean, I get down like that.
My husband's phone, it ran out, and I paid for service.
What's the number?
It is from Cheyenne.
Yeah. I'm working from home today. I'm working from home right now.
That's the number that's been calling me for like 2 fucking weeks.
What's that now?
No, it hasn't been calling for 2 weeks because I just put a thing on Facebook that I was going to leave Straight Talk and go to
and we monitor social media. Yeah, our social media team made us aware. That's where Kathy works, is in the social media department.
Kathy who?
I can't give her last name. I'm not her superior. We're coworkers. I can't just give out her information. I'm pretty sure that Straight Talk would be very cross with me if I did that.
It's just kind of weird that Straight Talk's going to call me at 10 o'clock at night, but yet they're supposed to have been calling me 3 or 4 different times today and never did.
Well, we had quite the backlog. We actually had a tower go down over in Israel. We had one of our cell phone towers, and it knocked out service in Toronto.
But that ain't gonna mess my phone up where it don't.
No. Shit. I'm not saying it would mess your phone up. No.
No, because what it does.
Let me do it. His service got shut off at midnight. Mm-hmm. I paid to have it turned back on.
Right.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
He could make no phone calls. He could take no phone calls.
Does he receive and send texts? Okay, let me put this down.
He can do text, but he can't receive picture text.
Or send them.
No, and it says message not sent, service not activated on network. Okay, we went as far as to Walmart, who has T-Mobile, and said, what does this mean? Because we could get no answers. I was speaking with a manager on the phone, was not rude or nothing. We were in the middle of a sentence, and she hung up, or we lost service, one of the two. She never ever called back.
Okay. And if you do hear an echo, I apologize. I have moved away from my desk. Let's see here. Now, Walmart, they probably don't have the technical ability because they don't know how our networks, how we exchange information. But what I can do, I could try to resend the activation signal to see if that clears everything up. How long ago did this happen? You say midnight?
Well, yesterday morning, you know, whenever they shut off the phone, it's usually at midnight. You wake up, the phone don't work.
Right.
Okay, so it's probably about 9:30 yesterday morning.
9:30.
And it was my husband's phone of 307.
Oh, hang on. Okay, go ahead.
307-7055.
Oh, okay. All right, I got that. Give me a second. I'm gonna reshoot an activation signal at it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Move back to my desk. All right. Sorry, there was a pressing matter in another room. Let's see here. Let me get on here with the clickety clacks. Let's get this next signal sent.
What would cause me to have duplicate messages and duplicate phone, duplicate email, eBay. Duplicate apps on everything.
Duplicates.
They just keep popping up.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're signed in under probably a Google, you probably have a Google account that keeps track of all your apps and whatnot. So if you end up having to change phones, they know that you still have your apps. They know what apps you like.
You'll have like one phone, and then he'll go look at his phone again. He's got like 3 phone apps on the face of his phone, and then he'll have 3 messages, and then his camera went away totally. He had to go back and find it.
Camera left. Okay.
No, I get 2 eBay apps, 2 message apps.
Mm-hmm. And you just see them like an hour.
Okay. Oh, great. And let's see here. So what I'm seeing here, actually it was terminated due to, it's coming back as like you can't make contact with your phone. What it's saying is that we have a violation of the terms of agreement. Let me see here. And it says I have to re-verify this with you before I'm able to turn the phone back on. Let's see here. Which line code did it say you violated? Okay. Inappropriate content is the reason it's saying that the phone was shut off until you agree to the terms of service again and realize you're not able to do this. Let's see the subsection C. What is subsection C? X-rated content. Okay.
What?
Well, it's saying that you were sending graphic images through Snapchat, TikTok.
I don't even have Snapchat.
Okay.
I don't have TikTok.
All right. Well, there's one more. Let's see here. And then it also says you may have visited Fox News.
No.
It says prohibited conservative material. So Fox News, MSNBC. Let's see here.
Why your phone is not mine then? Because okay. I think I'm the one that sent it to you from Fox News, whatever it was. I don't remember.
Okay. So you may have sent him something from Fox News then.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Fox News is prohibited on our network, unfortunately, and I believe that's what got to shut down.
Why couldn't they tell us that?
It's in the terms of service. And very few people on our network, because we're a very proud liberal network, very few of our customers actually visit Fox News. So we actually don't have to use this a whole heck of a lot. Let's see here.
No, I'm saying today, when we called and we were talking to people and everything, why didn't they tell us this today?
At Walmart?
No.
When was I on the phone with us.
I misunderstood because you said you did go to Walmart to talk to them.
We did go to Walmart to try to get service through T-Mobile to get some answers because Straight Talk kept hanging up on us, or they transfer us to a manager and then we'd lose them and they'd never ever call back. And so, I mean, we've been hanging for 2 days with no phone for my husband's phone, and it's getting frustrating. We're getting ready to say, you know, we've been with Straight Talk forever, but we're about ready to say screw it because we can never get any service for customer service.
Yeah, I understand. All I got to do is have you, I guess, on the recorded line, say that you denounce Fox News propaganda, and they'll be able to turn it back on.
Okay.
Then turn it back on.
Well, I have to have you both denounce Fox News propaganda network on the recorded line so I can turn it back on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We won't use Fox News.
Yeah, we won't use it.
And why won't you use Fox News?
Because it's not allowed on your...
It's not allowed on my phone.
Because it's propaganda.
It's prohibited.
It's prohibited propaganda. I need those words.
It's prohibited propaganda.
Prohibited propaganda.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and send another signal real quick. All right. Oh, boy. Now it's flagged our system. It says you're apparently too old to use a smartphone. We're going to have to take you back to a flip phone. We're going to have to downgrade you because you're too old to use our smartphone.
No. No, this is stupid.
No, you're just...
This is stupid.
I'm sorry?
I'm older than he is. I'm right. Running an iPhone 13 Pro.
Yeah, but we're going to take you down to a Nokia 2515.
No. I'm 57 years old. I ain't going to a flip phone.
So you haven't been 57 for 20 years. Let's cut the bullshit. Now, let's go ahead and we're going to get you set up with a nice Nokia.
Excuse me, but I think you're full of bullshit and you're not helping Straight Talk issues at all.
Ma'am, I am the number one rated customer service rep. She's too fucking old. We're going to take her back to a Nokia.
You were called out on special duty just for this stuff.
You didn't see it was a flip phone. It could be a candy bar.
Yeah, right. She's going to get it mixed up with her Werther's in her pocket. Like, oh, no. I don't know. I'm the number one rated customer service agent. You're going to hell. Yeah, trying to reach Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex. When do I start? I was calling to get my start time for Monday.
Did you talk to Chef Juan?
Yeah, Juan said I got the job. He said to call tonight to see what time I start Monday.
Okay, let me save your number. What is your name?
My name's Dwight.
Okay, do me a favor. Text me your name.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to call Juan, see what's his schedule, because I know Monday and Tuesday he's not in.
Okay.
Training is gonna start Wednesday. If anything, once we you know, right. We need to have Juan there once you're starting.
Yeah. He knows about my medical condition and stuff, and he said it's all good.
What is your medical condition?
I don't wear shoes.
You don't wear shoes.
I don't wear shoes or socks. So I'm barefoot all the time. I have a doctor's note.
I can't do that. It's a big liability. It's a big insurance liability.
Why is that? I mean, I can walk. You got the non-slip mats in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, but you're barefoot. What if there's a broken glass?
Well, I mean, don't break anything. Don't start nothing. It won't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, He already knows. Alex, but he already knows about it, and he hired me.
I know he hired you, but he's not charged of the insurance of the property, and that's a huge liability.
But he hired me, and you can't discriminate against me now with my doctor's note, my disability.
I am not discriminating you. I am telling you that it's a very high liability, and I need to reconsider. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, that's a discrimination.
That's not a discrimination at all, my friend. You want to come into a commercial kitchen, walk barefoot, and that's a huge liability on me.
Okay, but I'm willing to wear...
Insurance would even cover you.
I'm willing to wear red high-heel women's shoes, if that helps.
I have to call my insurance company and get back to you on that.
No, you got to build me a ramp to walk on with my bare feet so I don't get cut by glass.
That's an interesting idea, too. Let me exercise that, too.
That way I stay off of the floor, the bare floor?
Yeah, I'll think about it and call you.
No. What time do I come in?
You don't come in right now, my friend. I need to discuss this with Juan. I need to call the insurance company.
Who are you?
On an off time that I'm with my family. And
who are you? Who are you anyway? I mean, I need to be talking to Juan about this. I mean, who the fuck are you?
Is that a language you're going to pick with me?
Yeah, because
very professional...
Listen, I'm hired. Do
me a favor. Just because of the debate you talk to me, you don't need to call me again.
Listen. You can't fire me. You can't. Hello. I will file unemployment on you if you fire me. Go ahead and fire me. I'll file unemployment on you. I'll stay home and collect money.
Hello, Pine Screen.
Hi, listen, my grandmother is on three-way with me right now. She's lost in your guys' haunted house.
Okay.
She's scared. She said the people are too scary and she's hiding.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you're going to have to... Oh, she's on three-way, so she's on the phone?
Yeah, she's on the phone. Grandma, you got to come closer.
Hello. Where she needs to tell me where she's at so I can find her.
I made a turn somewhere very dark. There was a man and he was chasing after me. And I asked him, please don't, you're scaring me. And he said, I am going to come for you. I'm coming for you. So I found a door and I went through the door, but I can't find my way out. All I have is this.
What's around you? What does it look like so I know how to find you?
It's a closet of some sort, I think. And I can't see. I can't seem to find a wall.
She told me that she had. She wears an adult diaper. She said that she soiled it and she slipped in it and it has fallen. Has fallen.
There's fishes on the floor. Yes, yep. I've made quite a mess.
But she's hiding?
There's a sheet here. And there was a man. The man was the sheet. And he told me, I'm going to take you to the other side now, ma'am. And I said, no, I don't want to die here. Let me go. And so I found a door. And I went through the door. Because he was chasing after me. But now I'm very lost.
Okay. I can't understand her well enough to know where to find her.
She said that there's a man in a sheet of some type and is trying to take her to the other side.
a man in a sheet trying to take her to the other side, like get her out of there?
I'm not sure. She's, like I said, she's British. She's very hard to understand. She only comes here on holiday.
It was death.
Uh-huh.
She says
he
she's...
had a sight. Yes, he wanted to take me to the other side.
Yeah, the other side. The other side, yeah.
Okay, I just, it's a long walk, so I'm not sure how far in she is. Okay.
Grandma, what are you by right now? Is it dark?
My nappy says they have dropped, and the four ways of my feces has landed, and there's feces on the floor, and I slipped in it. I'm on the ground now, and I'm covered in duty.
Yeah, she definitely, she evacuated her bowels. She said she's covered it. She slipped and covered in it.
Okay. But you said she's hiding. Are we going to be able to find her?
I don't know.
With his black clothes.
Grandma, are you hiding?
Put their clothes off me.
She said she found some black clothes and put the black clothes on so the man can't find her.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to keep you on the cell phone, and we're going to have to...
Oh, God. I can't get up.
You got to stop the haunting.
Okay, we're gonna stop. So,
it's so we're going to...
Just keep her on the phone.
Oh, God. I've made a wee. Oh, dear, there's a portal. Oh, God. I'm covered in dirty feces. Oh, it's so cold. Oh.
Okay, I'm still here.
Okay, Yep, I've still got a good connection with Grandma. Yep, I still got Grandma on the phone.
It's so cold.
Okay, we've got like five people that are going to go in and try to find her.
Okay. Grandma, do you have any idea what part of the haunted house you ran to?
Yeah. There was a man, and his name was Mr. Death. And he told me, "Oh, I'm coming for you." And I ran, and I ran. And I found some clothing. And I put them on, and I walked through the door. And the door... led me into a cold room. Perhaps it's a bathroom. I've made quite a mess in here.
The Grandma, that doesn't help. I don't know where. I mean, that gives me no idea where you're at. Where to tell this woman?
Yes, it was a storage shed of some sort, or basement. I haven't a clue. You know, I left my glasses in the car. So I can't really see quite well.
Grandma, you know you can't see anything without your glasses.
Yes, there's a casket in here.
There's a casket? Ma'am, does a casket ring true to anything? Ma'am?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I had you on mute.
Okay, sorry. I thought I lost connection. Does a casket ring true to anything?
No. Yeah, but she's going to be pretty far in.
Yes, she's pretty far in, yes.
I don't think she can get very far very quick. She has a cane.
Casket.
She's saying casket.
She's got the cane in the arms.
Oh, the crypt.
They're going to try the crypt, but they're not sure.
I've made a terrible mess in here. Where's my cane gone? Oh, he's got it in me.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna go. I got bad reception right here. Let me go to the other room. Hang on a second. Let me try the kitchen. Go in the kitchen here. Wait a minute. Grandma, what are you doing? You were here in the kitchen the whole time? What are you doing on the phone?
Yes.
You've got to be shitting me, Grandma.
I see it. I pitch it. Yes, it's all over me. You see the chocolate.
Oh, my God.
On the floor.
Oh my God.
Hello,
ma'am. Ma'am, I just found she's been in the kitchen here at the house the whole time.
Are you spoofing me?
Am I what?
Like, was this like a spoof?
What's a spoof? I'm not sure. But she's here in the kitchen. She made quite a mess in here. That's true. That's true.
So she's not here.
No, she's here in the kitchen at the house.
Somebody's gonna come out here and say we hit one of them, somebody, and that came from Joe. He goes, I didn't mean by
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. No. She was literally in the kitchen here. Like, she made a mess. She's not lying about that. There's a lot of dishes in here that need to be done. But she's not there at the haunted house.
Was she supposed to be?
As far as I know, I dropped her off there. But when did she get back, Grandma? When did you get back? How did you get back? Put the pumpkin in the microwave again. Don't put the fucking pumpkin in the microwave. Don't put the pumpkin in the microwave, you old bitch. You stupid bitch. I told you, you fuck up one more microwave. Slip and fall that, bitch.
Good evening.
Hi, hello. This is the haunted house place, right?
We're not doing the haunted house this year.
Really? I dropped my grandmother off at the address that was listed online like an hour ago. And I have not seen her since. That's why I was calling to make sure everything was okay.
The entrance.
No, the address. There was an address. Online.
Okay, what was with
this phone number. I gotta look it up again real quick. Hang on. Because we use the GPS on her phone, and she's got her phone. Give me a second. Let's see here. When did you guys stop doing the haunted house?
It is this year, and we have not done it this year at all.
Okay, I can't find the address. Like I said, we used her phone. She asked me to take. She turned it on. She said, "Take me here," and then left me this phone number. So like an hour ago, I dropped her off, and she said she said that. To call and make sure everything. I don't know. It was really weird, but she said to call in an hour if she's not back.
Okay. Well, the best thing I can recommend is that you call the Fort Bragg Police Department and dial 911 because we have not been in operation all year.
Okay. Because there was decorations and stuff out, like all over the place when I got there.
Not all over the place. We had decorations. Pardon?
So not at all. Like not you're closed tonight. You're saying not at all.
No. In fact, there was a wedding there.
A Halloween wedding.
Just a wedding. There was a wedding there.
Okay, because let me try pulling this up again. Because we weren't at a wedding. It definitely wasn't a wedding. Haunted. 428 North Main is where I dropped her.
We haven't been involved with 428 North Main for over 2 years now.
Okay. That's... Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the first time she's went missing. She kept talking about... She had... What if one of those boards... They had all the letters and stuff all over them, and you move... You move the thing around and spirits spell things out for you. What is that? She was on that, and then after she was done on that, she told me to take her to this address, and then she gave me this phone number.
Oh.
And now I can't find her.
I would definitely call Fort Bragg PD and see what you can do, because we have not been there for 2 years. And I'm really sorry that you have someone...
Can I ask you something and have you be brutally honest with me? Do you feel that you have no accountability for my grandmother being missing now?
I am not going to answer that. Goodbye.
This is Byron.
Hi. Sorry, this is going to sound weird. I got a call from a lady at the Fort Bragg Lions Club. Do you live in the Fort Bragg area? And to preface, this is the Fort Bragg Police Department.
Oh, they called the cops. The haunted house called the cops. Ah, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Here we go. And away.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah, did you call saying your grandma's missing?
How should I know?
Well, this is the number you called from.
I don't even know who you are.
Okay, I work for the Fort Bragg Police Department.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so an employee who works at the Lions Club in town.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
She called concerned that you called and said your grandma was missing.
Yeah, why are you concerned?
Because she was concerned that your grandma was missing, so she called the police to see if you needed to file a report.
Why are you concerned?
What do you mean?
Why are you concerned?
Well, if you're trying to report your grandma is missing...
Why are you concerned?
We are concerned if your grandma is missing and wanted to know if you would like to file a report.
I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
What do you mean, explain what?
I said, why are you concerned?
Yeah, because you're saying your grandma's missing. Why wouldn't we be concerned?
Are you still talking?
Are you needing police assistance today, sir?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
No, I said, do you need police assistance today, sir?
Why? Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
Yes or no? Would you like to report your grandma missing?
Who cares?
Okay, you have a great night, sir.
Oh, fuck.
So why are you telling me?
Have a good night.
Why are you concerned?
I'm not going to stand for this behavior if you're going to be rude.
I want to hear why. Tell me why.
What do you mean, why? I've explained it.
Why?
Do you want to report your grandma missing? Do you want to report your grandma missing?
Give me one good reason.
Okay, have a good night.
That's the point. Who cares? Why are you concerned?
Oh, that's a perfect ending. Holy shit. Oh, that bot took her to town.
That robot is sentient.
Oh, fuck.